I'd like to start again from Tosfos, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, and I hope they will have some more clarity in Shitas HaTosfos. Rava Omar Leinitzacha Elo Letam Keike Tebekotshim Osa. We had by Zoya B'Sheila, we had a Baraisa that said, Zeo heter habo michlal isa. That the heter by Zroya b'sheila, which is that it's bottle b'shishim of emeya, is all over its osar, and this is amayuchadik a heter by Zroya b'sheila. So the Gemara asks, so where is it here mutter and where is it osar? So the Gemara said that by kochim it is osar, because we say tam keika, and here it is muta. Perish per contrast, the zeil miyute shar kochim, that this comes to be mamayit shar kochim, that what shar kochim is also, even though there's shishim omeya, that's because here we say it comes muta with shishim omeya, shar kochim is also with shishim omeya, Aval chulin shaper yafina mine lemeya v'shishim. But chulin, we don't say tam keikya. So then we learn out that meya v'shishim is good. The midrash rebot liberoi yafina mehocha lahachmad lebot alav meya v'shishim. Mashme derot zoloima. So now Tosfos wants to figure out. So the Gemara is saying that by kochim. You say tam keike, which means that shishim also doesn't help. Now, Tosfos had learned till now that the whole maila of shishim emeya is, there's no tam. That's the bittul of shishim emeya. So what is pshat by kochim more than shishim is also because of tam keike? So what does that mean? There's no tam after shishim. So mashme de rotze loima, so Tosfos understood pshat and Rashi, the tam keiker de koma lav le tam gomohu, it's not a real tam, the bottle b'meye v'shishim, el a tam koldohu koma, it means a tam koldohu. So my chavrusa said, so Tosfos learned pshat according to Rashi, tam koldohu keiker tam. That means we know that a tam is bottle b'shishim. That's a real tam. And by kochim there's a din, tam kodu is like an ikar tam. That's only by kochim. By chulun there's no such thing. Chulun there's no such thing. And we have a chiddush by Zroya b'sheila, there's also no such thing. That even though it's kochim, zeh heter habo michlal isa. The gam tzorich leima. So if that's pshat in the Gemara, the chiyagam na osa v'kotchim. That I mean, we're saying this is et abom echlalisa. That here atam koldohu is muta, and by kotchim atam koldohu is osa. Va'afagav lehavi eli mashu. Even though it's only a mashu tam, it's a minute tam, but it's also by kotchim. When the Gemara asked Akasha, so let's learn out from Zoyev Sheila. Ainu delishteru af bishar kochim bikuf esamach kizoyev Sheila. That was the most kasha. And yeah, let's learn out kochim. Could we have a pasuk by Chatas, but let's learn out shar kochim from Zoyev Sheila. Vahash the teime. So Tosfos says, if that's pshat, Kimin the hochelay airi betam gomer ella bekoshu midachkay leforesh the rove islay tam keiker bechulin lav diyereise. So why did Rashi have to say that rove holds tam keiker lav diyereise? Now, just one second. Tosfos was mechadish a new pshat. In tam keik, according to Rashi. That's mashme sharot zoloima. That means, so Tosfos is the way Tosfos understood pshat and Rashi, that we're saying like this, that Zroya b'sheila is a chiddush, that it's bottle b'meyer. But by shal kochim, it's not bottle b'meyer. So the Gemara says, so because there you say tam keike, which means that tam kolush is also also. That's the heter. Right. By chulin, by chulin, chulin is not like kochim. So we, according to the Mahalach of Rashi, so we could say salt, but chulin is not like kochim, but could be til shishim, it's also. He could say that tam is also. The argument that uses a lashon tam kika by a tam kolish, good, that's not by chulin. But to say that there's no iser tam by chulin, you don't have to say such a thing. Rashi starts saying, oh, Rava holds, you're not like Rashi as a whole. V'rov less like tam kikim b'chulon k'nu mafalish ma'ozo midaraisa berube botol ela midarabon. The whole din of tam is only a darabonon, and you that's not like it. It says mishras that's asmachta. Rashi said that according to Rava there's no iser tam period. So Tosfos is saying, why do you have to say such a thing? If the, that would Agamora said tam kika, Agamora speaking about a minute tam, so good. Listen, it's not by chulin. But to say that by chulin there's no iser tam, and you have to find for mishras is only in a smat, only in a rabbon, and then you like it. Why did you say such things? So that's one of Tosfos' kashis. Master came, kiven da'ochaloi airi betam gomer b'choshu, Mitochi leforish the rove isle tam ke ike bechum lab de reise, kimen de hocheloi airi betam gomo, ele bechoshu, ke de frishes. Kasha number one. Vaoi teime, da al kochacho ein koshu oise bekotchem. It's not true. The whole yesod, that the way Rashi learns pshat, that by kochem there's an isa and a koshu, we know that Damapo is Merubi Midamasoir. Why doesn't the Damasoir become bottle? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Min Beminei Loi bottle, and the Rabbonin say, Oilin Loi bottle. Fine. So you see clearly that the Gemara has to give explicit reasons why Dam HaSoyer is not bottled in the Dam HaPo, Oilem or the Dos. According to Rashi, all Kochim, besides Zroya B'Sheila, Zroya B'Sheila is a heta, Rabo Mechlalise, all Kochim is a Bashu Asel. And here we say that the Fakelt, it's only a din in Oilem. It's only a din in b'minoi. According to Rashi, according to where Rashi says, pshat, forget all kochim, it's also b'masho. Kasha number one. So we had mentioned 2 days ago, the stipler wants to fa'em for this kasha with a meridike terence. He says, the stipler says that Rashi is speaking about the din tam, which is osa ba'achila. That means, when we're talking about, it says, kola shi'iga b'psora yigdosh liyesh kamoya, we're speaking about achila. Achila is tole in tam. When I eat it, I taste it. So there, Rashi holds his adin, that if you taste a tam kosho, it's also osa. But that's what I learned out from kola shi'iga b'psora yigdosh means, that if a chatos touched a shlomim, whatever it is, so lemaisa it's also b'achila. It was b'leia abliyish alisa achila. It's a kosho. It's also fact. That's a din in achila. In achila, atam kosho was also us, and that's the uniqueness of kochim over chulin and zoya b'sheila. But when we're talking about v'lokach midam apor and midam asoyer, we're talking about achil over there. Someone's eating it. We're talking about, we're making matonis of the dam apor and dam asoyer. So there's no din. I could be toyim it. Who's talking about tim? Who's talking about achil? There's bechlauna. So there's a din of bitul like kolater kula. There's a din bitul. So that's why there you need it. time him to say, why doesn't the Dama Soya become bottle? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Mimimini lay bottle, the Rabbanah say, Oilam lay bottle. But it's nothing to do to Asugya. Asugya speak about Isura Yachila. By Isura Yachila, Tam makes, the Tam is makes a husband. It's a husband. If there's a Tam, if there's no Tam, because I'm eating the Tam. I'm not speaking about Isura Yachila, there's no problem whatsoever. V'chein, a second kasha, Taisus asks, V'perikat Aruvitz, Omar Reish Lokish, Hapigul v'anoisa v'tomei shebolulon ze bo ze v'ochlon poter v'komash mamino noisein tam v'roib lav v'yiraise alme mashme afilu kedei nesina stam loy osa b'minoi uzroye v'sheile v'chates v'shmeiten b'mino yaskino. Now let's just explain what the Gemara is speaking about over there. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Meredike Chidushi. A person had a Kezayis of Pigul, Kezayis of Noisa, Kezayis of Tomei. Fine. And he went and he put them in his mouth, these three Kezayisim, and he's starting to chew them. He's chewing the three Kezayisim. Now, it's very possible that when a person choose pickle and noisa, so it could be a little of the pickle he is about, he has three zasim in his mouth, a little of the pickle falls off, and when he's chewing, let's say 3/4 of a zayas of pickle and 1/4 of a zayas of noisa. Could be he's doing the other way. Could be he's chewing 3/4 of a zayas of naisa and 1/4 of a zayas of pickle. Now, the Gemara says, "Meiridike chidushim, isurim mevatlim ze ze." I mean, just like there's a concept of bittel that isa becomes bottle to heta, there's also a concept of bittel that a miyut pigle will become bottle to Naisa, and it will become Naisa. A miyat Naisa will become bottle to pickle and become pickle. Now, when a person has in his mouth a pickle and Naisa, for example, he's chewing it. Now, it's very possible that he's chewing. Now, so let's say, I don't know what's happening in his mouth. It could be he's swallowing 3/4 of a zayas of pigle with 1/4 of a zayas of maisa. That could be that is happening. Could be he's swallowing 3/4 of a zayas of maisa and 1/4 of a zayas of pigle. Now, there's a din bittel b'roiv. There's a din bittel b'roiv. So the quarter of a zayas becomes bottle to the roiv. That means if he's swallowing 3/4 a zayas of noisa and 1/4 of a zayas of pickle, he ate a zayas of noisa. He should get malchus al noisa. If it's the other way around, he ate a zayas of pickle, so he should get malchus al pickle. Now, I have to give him asra. He's chewing happily away the zayasim, and I have to tell him, you're not allowed to eat Naisa, pigle, I have to tell him something clear. I mean, I'm going to tell him, if you're going to swallow a zayis, you're going to get malchus halts, either pigle or naisa. But that's called aschosafik. You have to tell him rochel bitchaktan. And I can't tell him rochel bitchaktan, because he hasn't the faintest idea what's happening with the first zayis that he's swallowing. I don't know if he's swallowing naisa or pigle. So I can't tell him, if you're going to swallow it, you're going to be like Alts Noisa, because maybe this first Zayas is Pigle, not Noisa. Fine. That's what the Gemara. So you won't get Malkus, because I don't know what to be Masrim. Asro Sofik Loishmo Asro. That means when he's swallowing the two Zayas, when he swallows the first Zayas, I don't know what Lav he's over. He's over the Lav of Noisa, the Lav of Pigle. So Asro Sofik Loishmo Asro. He swallows the second Zayas, say Sechvaitin, that what he's swallowing, some Amela. Fine. So So one aloch a pickle va noise va tamish bolum ze ba ze va ochlon pot is pot of amalkis as rosofik is not like an as rosof but mos es shmami no klas one thing as rosofik lo is mas then the mos es another thing shmami no isurim va atlum ze ze because here is a modike concept I mean is it eating is sir is it eating is no No, the pickle becomes bottled to the nicer. It's Yisroel Mevatam Zes. And the third chiddush is noising tam boroiv is awesome. That means that noising tam boroiv is shvam na noising tam boroiv lav di reise. That means it becomes bottled. It becomes bottled. That means the quarter of a zayis of noiso becomes bottle to the three quarters of the zayis of pickle. And when hold asros of it, shmei asros, he's bichayev als pickle then. He's bichayev als pickle. Even though the quarter of a zayis is nice and tam, it's a quarter of a zayis is nice and tam. I'm eating a zayis over here, so the quarter of the zayis is nice and tam. So, shmami no, nice and tam, beloiv, lav the yeyreis. So that means that even though it's noisein tam, when I'm eating three quarters of a zayis of pigul and a quarter of a zayis of noisa, it's bottle minater, even though it's noisein tam. That's the gemara. That is the gemara. The gemara says, shmami na noisein tam baroi, lav the yeraisa, that's why it becomes bottle. So, now let's appreciate Taisus Kasha. So Taisus says, what, shudik, please. We just have a din according to Rashi. Refulah Mashu is also by Kotchim. And it doesn't become bottled. And here the Gemara says, oh, noising tam baroiv is bottled. It's bottled. That was the Tzachadot. Akash and Rashi. Akash and Rashi. So I saw a Teretz in Teferes Yaakov. In Dachsach Mir, the way I understood the Teferes Yaakov, he learned the way we had mentioned Pshat and Shitas Rashi, and then it's Mamish Moed. We had said Pshat and Rashi, that about what Rashi says by Kotchim, there's no din bittul by Kotchim, because Heter Nishapat Liyesisa, so Memela by Kotchim, let's say I have a Bliya from a Chatos that goes into a Shlomim, so the shlomim, since it is a tam of the chatos, it becomes like a chatos, so memela, so there's no right heta, everything heta in the sapach lisi, that's why it doesn't become bottle. Now, this concept is only by a blia of bishul. I mean, I cooked, that there was hot chatos, I touched hot shlomim, and there was a blia. The blia went into the shlomim, so now, the shlomim has a tam of the chatos, so there's no shlomim. It's chatos. Everything became chatos. But if I'm chewing two pieces of meat, the tam of the noise, I'm eating three quarters of a zayis of pigul and a quarter of a zayis of noisa. So the tam of the noisa went into the pigul. And after ketar chas v'shalom, what's that going in? I'm eating a quarter of a zayis of noisa. I'm eating three quarters of a zayis of pigul. There's no pli over here. There's no concept of hetel nishapach liyesisa. The whole concept is if something tastes like chazer, it's chazer. Fine. The pigul doesn't taste like the noisa. I'm eating it's yavish b'yavish. It is also memele. So here there's no din bechlal het on this hapach liyesisa. So the Gemara, einoch in ami, nois in tam beloiv, is take a bottle. There's no stira to Rashi. Baksama, this is what the Teferes Yaakov wants to emphasize, Teish Vizkash and Rashi, from this Gemara. Alma mashra, if you look at the Nisina, stam lo yosa b'minoi, ozroi b'sheila v'chatos t'shmaitin b'minoi yaski. That's the second kasha. Va'oid omar ba'koy mitzrava, a third kasha. Shtei menochesh shaloi nikmetzu v'nis'arvu the bottle b'roiv l'rabonon the omri min b'minoi bottle alma in koshu oise b'kotsh. Period. Now let's just say what this case is talking about. This case is speaking about as follows. I have two menachos, two different menachos, mincha aleph, mincha beis, shenis arvu. I got mixed up. What does it mean, this arvu? That means that I have, let's say, I have, to the left I have mincha aleph, to the right I have mincha beis, and the mincha is made out of soilus, so I have a soilus of two different menachos, and in the middle, these two menachos got nisarif. That means in the middle there's the soilus of mincha beis, and the soilus of mincha aleph is nisarif. Fine. Shaloi nikmetzo. The valley didn't make a mitzvah. It says in the Mishnah, fine, that if in the mincha there is enough mincha that's not nisarev that I can make kmitza, so I'll make kmitza. That means like this: I have here the two minchas, let's say, are mixed together. But on the side of the soul, let's say I have the mincha, the two minchas are mixed together at one point, but on the outer sides of the mincha, I have enough soilus to make kmitza for mincha aleph and for mincha beis. So I'll make kmitza, and the kmitza for mincha aleph will help for mincha aleph. I'm thinking of making kmitza for mincha aleph, because that's the chelik I'm making kmitza is not mulev. I'm making kmitza on mincha beis, that's also not mulev, this is the case. So mamela, it's kosher v'yosha. Frag the Gemara say that in the Mokim Ha'erev, where the two Menachis are Me'urev, so I have, after I made Kmitza from Mincha Aleph, so the rest of the Soilus is Chulin. I mean, the kmitza is matter of the rest of the soilus. I mean, it's not called tevelok upon it. It's mutter b'achila. The rest of it is mutter b'achila. The second, the second mincha, I didn't make kmitza from the second mincha yet, so that's tevel. That means the second mincha is before the afroshes hakoimetz. The first mincha is after the afroshes hakoimetz. So the Gemara asks, so the tevel of the second mincha that's me'urev in the first mincha that became chulin, so that should become also chulin al tzedin bittel, let it become both. That means if you have roiv chulin, and this tarubis, if you'll have roiv chulin and miut tevel, so the tevel of the second mincha became chulin. The second mincha became chulin, and now you don't have a shiur for the second mincha to make kmitza, because you need a mincha with X amount of seilis, and that's tevel, and when you make kmitza, so you're master the tevel. But if a chelik of the tevel of the second mincha is me'urev in the chulin from the first mincha, so it becomes bottle to the first mincha. So now you have that the second mincha does not have a shiur mincha, because a chelik of that seilus became chul. So Mamayu, so the Gemara says, according to the Rabbana, that all min b'minai bottle, according to Rabbana, say min b'minai bottle, she should become chul. That's the Gemara's kasha, she should become. In fact, the Tosfos, the kachim doesn't become bottle. That's Tosfos kasha on Rashi. Rashi said kachim doesn't become bottle. So on this kasha, the stipler says, also the same terrors. And Shuldik, we're not talking about eating over here. We're talking about something that doesn't have a teures mincha. Does it have a teures mincha to, does it have a shim mincha? Doesn't have a shim mincha? Is the table bottle to the chulam? So the table is bottle to the chulam. So, but we're not talking about dini achila. We're talking about hilchas mincha over here. So here, if we're speaking about Hilchas Mincha, some Meilus, so this can become Chulin. That means in the what the second Mincha is, it can become Chulin. That's what the disciple wants to tell you. Meilis Rabu Tzutz Vemfer Rashi Taisus Kashi V'nira Levorish. Okay, finished Taisus made, found all over Shas by Kochim. There's no such concept of the Tosa B'mashu. So Meilis, so then we have a Shver Gemara. So what Pshat that by Kochim there's a Din Tam Keiker. V'nira Levorish. The Hochi Ayri, Taisha says, Amor de Kazach, B'tam Gomo. Now what the Gemara says, Tam Ke'iker means a real Tam. A real Tam. Tam Gomo. The Bekotchim also, not talking about a Tam Kolosh, we're talking about a Tam Gomo. The Bekotchim also, Mikro de Chata. Kotchim is also a Tam Gomo. Not less than a Tam Gomo. I mean, Til Shishim by Kotchim is also. Vuhu adin de bechulin osa, chulin is also osa a tam gomo. Mikro de mishkas. That's right, a tam gomo is osa. So memele, so that what the Gemara says, el tam ke iker de bekotchim osa, and vice tois, bechulin is not osa, so according to Rashi, tam ke iker means tam kolosh. So memele, so tam kolosh, bekotchim is osa, bechulin is takemuter. Rashi just went overboard and said, Philo Atam Gom was also Mutabachum. That was Taisus Kashi. You don't have to say this in the Gemara. But Al Koponim, but Taisus says, no. The Gemara Tam Kika does not mean Atam Kolosh. It means Atam Gomu, a real, authentic Tam. So Atam Gomu, Bekotchim is also, the Taisus who Adin Bechulin is also. And we'll see in Atam Gomu, by Israel B'Shel is Mut. We'll see soon. Doch Ayri B'tam Gomo, the Bekotchim also Mikro de Chatos, Vuhu Adin, the Bechulin also, Mikro de Mishras. Al Noket Kotchim Mishum de Bezroi B'Shele da Bekotchim Koi, Vahochi Sholi, and by Zroya B'Shele, a real Tam is Mutter. A real Tam is Mutter. Now watch out, a real Tam is Mutter. Now Taisha is going to put it down nice and thick. The Pa'omim, Shah Zroya, the whole Zroya, umitzas mina ayil hoyu chutz l'roite. That means like this. The Torah said, you cook the Zroya together with the ayil. That's what we have to do, you have to cook. They were not given directions how to cook. You put it in a pot, the pot is big, if it's small, you cook the Zroya with the ayil. That's all. There's no directions how to cook. So Zaktai, without water, we make it a tzrikado. Now, so Taisvis says, so if there's no directions how to cook it, Bahishori de Pomim Ashazroya or Mitzis min Ayel or Yuchut Laloit. It could very well be, if there's no directions, it could sometimes be the whole Zroya and the Mitzis min Ayel is out of the roite. So that means we have a zroya, that's out of the roite, and it's next to a mitzvah mina ayil, that's out of the roite. The noisen hazroya tam b'meshechutz, and the zroya is noisen tam. I'm not talking about bit, there's no bittel. I got news for you. There's more zroya than ayil. If you look, it could very well be, if there's no directions how to cook it, so if you'll have problems how to be misadred in the pot, it could very well be that the Zroya will be sticking out, and a little of the ayil will be also sticking out of the roite. And so memele, this that is sticking out, Tois is saying over here, you can't be mitzadred the roite to be mavatal, the tam that the Zroya is giving in the ayil. Agavulche, Abi Kevega and the Binyan Tzion says, we had in the beginning of this sugya, Machlekes Chashi and Taisvis, if you're mitzaref, that what's in the right of to be mevatel, Taisvis says it is mevatel. Rashi says it's not mevatel, since Abi Kevega, that this Taisvis is like Rashi. Okay, anyway. I have here Zroya, a whole Zroya, and a Miat Ayil outside of the right. Bezimne nami shesh mishamnuni sazroya halbe aloise mitzis, actually ye roi boise mitzis labanoi. Ubecholin yin shebishel hitera kosel.
Period.
Now, hear what Taisa said? So Taisa said, Amir de Kazach. Now, Taisa is a new mahalach in Agamal. By Zroya Pishayle, there could be a scenario that I'm roiv of the Zroya and the meat of the isle is outside of the Reiter. And this meat of the isle was Mekabel Tam from the Zroya. Now, this Tam that's in the isle, it did not become bottled at all. It had to be, I have more Tam than isle. I mean, there could be, here, this Roya is roiv than the isle. Now, and the Torah said you could eat the isle. So, what's Pshan the Pasek? So the Pasek is, I'm eating Tam's Roya. There's no dibitul. Is a Raya Tam? So, Babachola Torah Kule, Tam Keika would be also. Without bitul, it would be also. By Kotchim Tam, this Tam, it's also without bitul. By Chulin, this Tam, it's also without bitul. And by Zroya B'Sheilo, it's Mutter. So Memele, the Gemara says, so this is Zel Heter Apo Michlal Isra. That's a Tosis Lens Pshat in the Gemara. That means this, that what the Gemara said, that by Zroya B'Sheilo, it's a heter abo michlal isa that all over you don't have such a thing, and this is a heter abo michlal isa because all over Tam is also all over Tam needs bittel. I feel by mean bemino you need bittel. I'm talking about mean bemino over here. You need bittel at least. You taste it, you don't taste it, but you need bittel if you're Tam keiker. And you don't, and so all over by kochim and by chulin, if you have Tam, it's sicha also. And here there's a gzeiras akosov that the Torah said, you cook it and finished. There's no directions how to cook it. I can cook it, I feel all the zroya is nice in tam and a mitzvah min ha'ayil. So this is a heter abo michlal isa. Period. Now before we go further, so I learned the taisviz, yishem yishamay. So what did Taisvish just tell us now? That by Zroya B'Shelo, Afulu, it's noising Tam in the aisle, and there's no bitul, it's Mutter. And that's a Heta Abba Michlal Issa. The Gemara learns that from Zroya B'Shelo, need Shishim, need Meir. The whole Sugi is saying, Fakir to Taisvish. The whole Sugi is saying, you need Shishim, you need Meir, and from Zroya B'Shelo, said, Bosa, can I get Bosa? Bosa, the whole sugi is learning once Reb Shailin needs shishim. That Reb is not enough. And Taitis will just mahapach the kair alpiyah. Taitis says, Reb Shailin is a cooler that a filu this time and it didn't become bottle, it's mutter. So how does Taitis stim with the Gemara? Billy ploy. So I found the Teferi Shakim asks on Taitis. I mean, what happened over here? Taitis was a very nice, Mefarish Tam Kikir is also all over without bittel, and here Tam Kikir is Mutta, I fully want to battle the Tam. But what happened with the Sugya? So the Taisvus HaRosh, when he brings down Taisvus Pshat, and Taisvus HaRosh Taitazai, the Tam Kikir Mamish, Lo Yafinim Mizraya Pshela, the Chidushu. And then you don't learn out, because that's a chiddush, that Tam Kikir is Mutter. That's a chiddush. The chiddush, just like you have to be Mavato, so didn't Tam Kikir, that Tam Kikir should be Mutter, that we don't learn out. Aval kuf v'samach l'chum re'yalfina. This we do learn out. So, shame v'shamayim, so what happened over here? So, dach sechmir, the taisvis means as follows. When you pashte dekro, when you learn chumish pashte dekro, and we had mentioned the Chassam Sofer says that pashte dekro means you have to cook the zroya with the whole aisle. That it brings a sifri zuta. You have to cook the zroya with the whole aisle. V'kan shoyel apen, why do you have to cook the zroya with the whole aisle? So it seems you need to cook the zroya with the whole aisle because you need a shear bittle. Either Shishim or Meir, but But that's Pashtei Dikra. That's Pashtei Dikra. If you read between the lines, so Tosfos read between the lines, he says, but you know, it doesn't say how you cook it. It could be sticking out a little aisle and a lot of zoya, and it could be it's nice and hot. So we have to understand one thing. According to Shitas HaTosfos, we don't learn out any halachas from zoya b'shayla. That what it becomes bottle b'shishim is a kabbalah b'yodam, he holds shishim, he holds meya. The sole posik of zoya b'shayla was an asmachta. That means I'm not learning out halachas from Zoya B'Shela. Tosfos said before, when Tosfos lemshat in the Gemara, Kabbalah hoise biyodam basmachu ahayko. That means when Chazal said that tam becomes bottle b'shishim, it's not nice and tam b'shishim. How did Chazal know this? Not from this pasuk. Believe me. Because if you learn this pasuk elef, you'll see that you're having a tam of this Zoya. And even though it didn't become bottle and it's mutter, so they didn't learn it out from this person. They hear a kabbalah that tam is bottle b'shishim or b'meir. They hear a kabbalah about this. Asmachino akro. What's asmachino akro? Since Pashtei Dikra seems to be saying you need shishim or meir, because it says you cook this way together with the ayil, you have to cook it together with the ayil. That's Pashtei Dikra. So Memele, they use this as an asmachta that we should remember the shir shishim omeya is, because when you cook it together, you have shishim omeya. That's not the emes of pshat posik. We just want to make an asmachta for shishim omeya. So for asmachta for shishim omeya, this is enough. That's what I used to say. But between you and me, the main lamaisis roya b'shele, is an emes etam is mutter without any bittel whatsoever. That's Rayib Shayla. That's Rayib Shayla. Yeah. The Rove Loipolik Arab Yoichanin. So now Taisa said, but let's appreciate. Taisa says a new taich in Tam Keikah. Tam ki ikir bakochim is also means tam that was not bottle is also. It's also by kochim, it's also by chulin, it's also all over. Tam that's not bottle is also. That's a type of tam ki ikir. Tam is like an ikir isa and it's also. Yeah. The Rav Leipoliger Rabbi Yochanan the Mishra is also the tam ki ikir. To tell me that tam is also a drosha gemuru v'lo yasmachta. It's not an asmachta. Dimi the Rabbi Kiva nishnu al rabbonim. The dorish lo lehetem it's tav leisa deloki. Rabbi Kiva darshens the posik of mishras to tell me hetem it's tav leisa. Uadin de la rabbonim the muki lo letam keikel. Rabbonim that say that the posik is speaking about tam keikel. It's also a deraisa de kedrosh. Period. Finished. Abekigai. So Mamela, so Bekitza, what did Taisva say now? So now Taisva said that Tam Keikir, that means Tam that didn't become bottle is also Minatoira, according to everyone, that's Mishras, Rava holds like that. And there was, and that's what we said, that it is, that, the Bekotchim Osar and Zoyb Shela's Mutter means a tam that doesn't become bottle. That's a Chiddush by Zoyb Shela, and all over it's Osar, and all over Tak Osar, by Chulum, by Kotchim, all over it's Osar. Yeah. So for Tosfos has got stuck with a Gemara right. Behold the Omar Abaye Bepekal Aposo, Shma Mino Tamoy Blema Moshe Ba'alma De Reise, Ida Rabbonon, Bibosa b'cholov, my time legem rinulu, the chidishu, the chidishu, afogav the leke naisen tam nami. Period. Now let's just understand what Abaye said. Abaye said as follows: there's a mishnah. If you had tipas cholov shenofla la bosa, you had some milk fell on bosa. So the Mishnah says like this, if there's shishim, you're allowed to eat the basar. If there's not shishim, you're not allowed to eat the basar. As I state in the Mishnah. Ooh, from this Mishnah we see that tam ke'ika, that tam ke'ika is tamay v'loy mamoshe ba'alme di'araise. You see, tamay v'loy mamoshe is a daraise. Because it's also the ida rabbonon, that means so Abaya learned out from Bosa B'cholov. Just like Bosa B'cholov, if you have a little tipas cholov in Bosa, it's Osa. So that's Araya B'cholov Teirakule. If there's less than Shishim, it's Osa. Tam Ke'ika is Osa Minatay. The Ida Rabbonon, if you say it's Mida Rabbonon, Mi Bosa B'cholov, my time will like Gamrinulus, why didn't you learn out from Bosa B'cholov? And Bosa B'cholov, it's clear that if you have some milk in Bosa, it's also the chiddushu, because bas b'chol is the chiddush. What's the chiddush of bas b'chol? Because both of them are heter, and it ends up being also. So bas b'chol you can't learn out. Could be tam is garnish mit garnish. I buy bas b'chol you see tam does also. Bas b'chol is a chiddush. I feel a heter b'heter becomes also. So mele could be, but you can't learn out. That means tam b'chol and bas are also. Tam chazer and potatoes could be one asa, because tam is not asa. I learned that from Bosa B'cholov. Bosa B'cholov is a chiddush, because both of them are heter and it becomes asa. But, so you say, if it's a chiddush, I chiddush v'afagav deleke nois in tam nami. So if it's a chiddush, so I feel the 70 should also be asa. I feel it's 100 it should be asa. If you tell me tam is something, and tam is also, so maybe until 60, it's nois and tam. After 60, it's not nois and tam. Let's come on. So who had it by chaz will also be the same thing. Till 60, it'll be also. After 60, it'll be mut. But if you tell me, tam, even like my Moshe is mutter. So, and what's that bosa b'cholov? There it's a chiddush. So it's a chiddush. So why do you need 60? Why do you need till 60? I feel like 80 should also be also. Amar lecha rove, derech bishul osra toilet. So Rava said no. Could be Tam Kike Lav De Raise. Tam Kik Lav De Raise. How did I get the magic number of 60? Because the Torah said the amount of milk in the meat should be the way a person cooks milk and meat. A person cooks milk and meat, he wants to taste the milk. Why is he cooking it for? He's cooking because he wants to taste the milk and the meat. That's why he's cooking it. So the magic number, so what's Chat and Rava? So Rava said, I'll tell you something. Could be Tam Kike Rabbonon. B'chala teira kula. Basa b'chala is a pora aduma, because pora is a chiddush, it's heter b'heter. Ah, if it's a chiddush, you let it be also full of 70-80. No, it's not also 70-80, because there are bishlos chatoi. So what is Rabbi saying? Perish lo'ilam d'rabbono. Could be tam kiker is a d'rabbono. Now, this is very nice. If you learn that, like Rashi said in Rove, that there's no din of tam ke'iker, according to Rove, Mishas was at Rabbono, there's no din of tam ke'iker. So Rove is saying, not like Abaye. Abaye says there's a din of tam ke'iker, and he's bringing a raya from Bosu B'chol, he said, nah, it's at Rabbono, and Yokash, and there's Mishas at Rove. But according to Taisvis, Rove is also holds tam ke'iker. That's what is Rove saying over here. He changed parties. What happened over here? So Taisvis says, Osam dichi ba'almo, that means Rava just meant to say that I agree with you personally, but you're proving it from Basa B'cholov. From Basa B'cholov, there's no proof, because I'll tell you the Rimshan Basa B'cholov. Not I disagree with you. I disagree with your right.